This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Moroccan counterpart Abdul Latif Laudi have jointly inaugurated India's first overseas defence manufacturing facility set up by Tata Advanced Systems Limited, TASL, in Barsid yesterday. Describing the inauguration as a historic moment in the evolving strategic partnership between India and Morocco, Mr. Singh said, India's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat is not merely to manufacture its own needs, but to develop capabilities that allow India to become a credible source of advanced technology and high-quality products for the world. The Defence Ministry said, under the contract, TASL will deliver these vehicles to the Royal Moroccan Army, with initial delivery scheduled to begin next month. This is the Kingdom of Morocco's largest defence manufacturing facility, marking the first such plant by an Indian private company in Africa. President Draupadi Murmu has conferred the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 at a grand ceremony in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal has been honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The Best Feature Film Award was given to the Hindi movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award was presented to Kathal, a jackfruit mystery. In the Best Actor category, actor Shah Rukh Khan was honoured for his film Jawan, while actor Vikrant Messi was conferred for 12th Fail. The Best Actress Award was given to actress Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that for the convenience of passengers, 12,000 special trains will be operated during upcoming Diwali and Chhath festivals. Mr. Vaishnav was addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said that India has emerged as a hub for international sports with its ability to stage global competitions. While inspecting the preparations for upcoming World Para-Athletic Championships 2025 set to begin from 25th of this month in New Delhi, Mr. Mandavia said, with over 100 nations participating, this is not only the biggest para-athletics event ever hosted by India, but also a reflection of country's capability, rich culture and commitment to sports as a unifying force. National Centre for Medium-Range Weather Forecasting signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with commercial arm of the Department of Space, New Space India Limited in New Delhi yesterday. The MOU aims to establish two direct broadcast network stations, one in Delhi NCR and the other in Chennai, as part of the Mission Mausam project. The proposed stations will be capable of receiving direct broadcast data from various existing Indian and international Earth Observing System satellites. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over West Bengal, Odisha, Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in northeastern states of Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana and Vidarbha today. In the men's T20 Asia Cup cricket tournament, Pakistan defeated Sri Lanka by 5 wickets in the Super 4 clash held at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi, UAE. Chasing a target of 134 runs set by Sri Lanka, Pakistan made 138 for 5 in 18 overs. Earlier, Pakistan won the toss and chose to bowl first. Their bowlers put on a strong performance, restricting Sri Lanka to 133 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. Hussain Talat of Pakistan has been declared player of the match. Today, India will clash with Bangladesh at the Dubai Cricket Stadium. The match is set to begin at 8 p.m. IST. Department of Food and Public Distribution has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Food Corporation of India in New Delhi, according to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs. Food and Public Distribution, the MOU aims to set performance parameters and goals to ensure greater efficiency and accountability in food grain management. The agreement will emphasize on reducing storage losses, improving the utilization of warehouse capacity, enhancing logistics and supply chain performance, and strengthening quality control. And that is the end of this news bulletin.